So hello everyone, my name is Julie Castagna and I will be your host for today's podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to this new podcast series called Where Are They Now? The Rising Stars of ACT, presented by the American College of Toxicology. In promotion for the upcoming 40th annual ACT meeting, which will be held in Phoenix, Arizona in 2019, we have invited all of our past Early Career Professional Award winners to join us to talk about what has happened to their careers since winning this very prestigious award. Have you ever wondered what has happened to these early career professionals after the awards banquet? Where have their careers taken them, and how have they blossomed into better toxicologists? In order to find out, we have invited back all of our winners dating back to 2010 to come and have a chat with us. Since next year, the college will be celebrating their 40th anniversary, we would like to remind everyone how the college plays a huge role in our careers and how they are there to help us in every stage of our professional development. For this chapter, I'm here with Dr. Rhodes, who is the 2011 recipient of this award, and Dr. Bebenek, who is the 2014 recipient of this award. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Julie. We're happy to be here.
To start off, I would like to ask if each of you could please repeat your name and for the listeners and let us know where you're currently employed and your current position.
Hi, Julie. I'm Ilona Bebenek, and I'm a PharmTox reviewer at the US FDA in the Division of Antiviral Products.
Hi, Julie. I'm Melissa Rhodes, and I am the Chief Development Officer at Altavant Sciences.
Thank you, guys. So can you please tell me a little bit about what has happened to your careers since winning this very prestigious award?
Sure. I've continued to work at the FDA and have been working on developing my skills and knowledge as a PharmTox reviewer. I've also been more involved with ACT. I joined Council 2 years ago and started ACT's podcast program called ACT Tox Chats, which is the first non-clinical podcast out there as far as I know.
I was at GSK at the time that I won the award as a director at GSK, and then GSK went through a reorganization, common in pharma, and at that point was going to not have development in the Research Triangle Park anymore. And so I was going to stay with GSK, but then was approached by a colleague who was interested in starting another company. And so I decided to go there, where I had the opportunity to be vice president of non-clinical research and oversee all of non-clinical research. So that was getting me out of just the toxicology box that I had been in. And from there, I had been at Roivant Sciences for 3.5 years, and then Roivant actually underwent a reorganization, so there's a bit of a theme there. And out of that reorganization, I took a position in one of the subsidiary companies of Roivant as the Chief Development Officer, and now that's where I am at Altavant Sciences.
That's really impressive, you guys. I really commend you on your careers. So can you tell me, how do you think ACT specifically has contributed to the growth of your career?
So I would say ACT has tremendously contributed to the growth of my career. I can't tell you how grateful I am to the people that I've met through ACT who have become my mentors and have guided me through my career. And actually, one of these people became my current supervisor. So Hanan Gantus is my supervisor. And I first met Hanan after I was invited to a council strategic planning meeting as a student rep after winning the first student poster award in 2010.
So I would say that ACT has also been an integral part of my career. I've networked with so many people, and now am able, especially having gone from a big pharma to a smaller pharma, and now able to still call on those friends for advice, to talk through problems or situations that I don't necessarily have expertise in. I use them as consultants, and I've always been able to figure my way through any kind of issue because I think a lot because of the fantastic network I have here. And would also echo what Ilona said in terms of mentorship. Definitely have some mentors that have come out of the relationships I've built at ACT, and those people have been priceless in giving me career advice and you know, just becoming wonderful, wonderful mentors.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your future goals and in what direction would you like your career to head?
At this point, I'm very happy where I'm at and I really enjoy my job. I would like to continue to develop my career as a PharmTox reviewer. And even though I've been at the FDA for 5 years, there's still so much to learn.
I really just started this role as chief development officer, so I want to learn how to do my job in this new way. I want to continue to bring medicines to market. That's really what I want to make sure my focus continues to be throughout my career. And eventually, I think I would like to run a business that's a drug development business of some sort.
Both really great answers. I'd just like to commend both of you guys for being such a great role model for women in toxicology and for having these amazing careers. And so my last question to the panel would be, do you guys have any advice for future early career professionals who would like to be in the exact same spot that you guys are in today? Because I for sure would love to be in your spot.
Sure. My advice is to talk to people who are seasoned in your field. Ask them how they navigated their career and don't be afraid to ask them their opinion on anything that you are thinking about doing. Coming to the FDA was really hard for me because I had to leave my family and friends in California and move across the country by myself. And I had other offers that were closer by, but after speaking with my mentors, and I'll drop some names here now, Grace Furman, Steve Harris, and Hanan Gantus, it all became clear, and here I am now.
I'd say network with everyone that you can at these types of ACT meetings and any other organization that you could get involved in. Also, get out of your specialized zone. So although I think it's incredibly important to network with everyone at the ACT meeting, I also think that you should take the opportunity to network with people in different disciplines, scientific disciplines, or even commercial disciplines, whatever, at the companies that you're in, so that you will find mentors in places that you didn't expect.
Thank you. That's actually really great advice, you guys. I really appreciate you coming here to talk to me. So I'd like to thank both Dr. Bebenek and Dr. Rose for joining us today, and congratulations on your incredible careers. I wish you the very best in everything.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for having us. This was a great experience.
I'd also like to thank ACT and everyone for tuning in. Make sure to tune in to Chapter 2 of the series where we are interviewed more of the past Early Career Professional Award winners. And I hope to see everyone at the 40th annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. Make sure to say hi to one of the past award winners at our Welcome Reception Gala event. Thanks and take care.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.